Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we would like to recommend.
And here with us today, we have Gretchen. She is our teen librarian, and she is bringing Robin Sloan's latest book.
True story. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me back. The book I wanted to talk about today was Sourdough by Robin Sloan, and it was really weird, you guys, and I loved it, which kind of surprised me because I did not click with his first novel, which was Mr. Penumbra's 24-Hour Bookstore. Did either of you guys read that one?
I loved it.
I did. I really liked it.
Okay. Now, I know it's like such librarian bait, but for whatever reason, it just did not work for me. Mm-hmm. And it's like about, you know, books and technology and...
And book cults.
Yeah,
book
exactly. Cults. And just something about it, nothing. So I wouldn't have probably even bothered to pick this one up, but one of my friends on Goodreads said something about how like, hey, I didn't really like his first book, but I really love this. And I was like, tell me more. So decided to give it a shot, especially since it's about food culture and technology, and like I'm kind of a weird foodie nerd, so I thought maybe this will do the trick for me, and totally worked. Our heroine, Lois, is a programmer living in the Bay Area, like so many programmers do. She works for a company that makes robotic arms, and she spends all of her time coding and not really any time cooking. She'll occasionally eat a gross meal replacement thing called slurry that, like, all of her coworkers are super into because it lets them work all the time. But one day she gets a takeout menu for a place called Clement Street Soup and Sourdough. And they really only make those two things, soup and sourdough. But she falls in love with the food and ends up eating it most nights after work. And she gets to know the two brothers who run the joint. They're from a group of people called the Mags, that's spelled M-A-Z-G, and I don't entirely know how to say it, and I think that's kind of the point, like it's just a basically fabricated culture, but the two brothers, they're odd and sweet, and Lois is devastated when they run into visa issues and have to leave, and part of that's because of the food, and part of that's because, like, she's going to miss her relationship that she has with them. Mm-hmm. But when they leave, they gift Lois their sourdough starter, and Lois, who hasn't cooked a single thing in her life, feels obligated to take care of it because they make a really big deal out of it. And there's a really funny part where she's feeling totally original in her decision to bake bread, and she goes online to order supplies, and a website that isn't Amazon but totally is Amazon gives her a list of customers who bought this item also bought, like you get on Amazon, and it's all the bread making supplies that she needs. And the line in the book is, "The internet, always proving you're not quite as special as you suspected," which I loved. And the book does have that kind of like weird, gentle, wry humor to it. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, she starts baking bread part-time for a farmer's market that's also a bit black market. Most of the other people who work there deal in hybrids of food and technology, and there's this whole mystery about who's behind the market, and there's evidence that maybe the sourdough bread that she's making has a mind of its own, and things just get a little weird. One of my favorite aspects of the book was that it was really nice to read a story about a woman who didn't have a romantic subplot.
Yeah.
She's really focused on her work and her friends, and, like, that's enough for her. And there's, like, a tiny, tiny little bit of flirting between her and one of the brothers, and they email back and forth in the book, but, like, it's never a big thing. It's just a very slight
thing that's happening. Yeah, it's never the most important thing happening.
Exactly,
there.
Yeah.
Preach.
and I love romance stories, but this book was such a breath of fresh air to have a female character that could just be an interesting person all on her own. It was so nice.
An interesting tech genius with magic sourdough.
Yeah, exactly.
As you do.
Yep.
Okay, so what kind of person would you recommend this book for? It seems a little out there, so I feel like it probably deserves an out there audience.
Definitely. I was thinking it would appeal to people who are really big fans of the Great British Bake Off and are also, like, fascinated by Elon Musk. So if you're, like, in that Venn diagram, then definitely read this book. And that's awfully, like, specific. Anyone who wants a character-driven story that has some light sci-fi elements to it would also enjoy reading this, I think.
Okay. Well, very specific, like you said, but I mean, I fall in that Venn diagram.
Yeah, so. No, you would definitely like this book, Katie.
Okay, so now that we've gotten through some of the backstory and first impressions, we're going to go ahead and get to our game show portion, where we're going to add some awesome game show music. And then ask you to cast the main characters.
All right, so this book pretty much only has, there are a lot of characters, obviously, but Lois being the main character is the one that I thought of the most, and she's not very physically defined in the book, but since she's a nerdy programmer, I would love to see someone like Ellen Page in the role. I feel like she could be really fun. Or maybe Aaliyah Shockett, who played Maybe in Arrested Development, and she's doing some really fun stuff right now, and I feel like she could definitely jive with the weird humor and just the weirder aspects of the book.
Yeah.
Lois also gets to know an older food archivist who catalogs old restaurant menus and cookbooks.
Oh, at first I was picturing cataloging old food. And I was like, that's just gross.
That's fair. I can see why you thought that. But no, he has like a whole library of menus, and I would want to see Anthony Hopkins play him, but I also just want any excuse to like put Anthony Hopkins
in a role.
Yeah, that's legit. Pretty much.
So next we're going to go to our rapid fire round, where we're going to ask you 5 questions, and we ask that you give no explanations. So we're going to start, as we do, with Leslie with the first question.
Would you recommend this book to your mother?
My mom would read it. I don't think she would like it. She would be like, thanks for the recommendation, Gretchen. That was okay.
That was interesting.
From the review I read, it looked like it was very millennial-like focused, like kind of that weird work-life balance.
Totally.
Like trying to figure that out as you get older. But I'm sure people in all kinds of industries could relate to that. So my question, what is an alternative title you would give this book?
Maybe something like The Secrets of the Mags, which is the culture that the brothers come from, because they kind of get their own side story in the book, and I'm not sure I entirely got what he was going for, but I still liked reading about it.
Could you describe the cover of the book to us?
Okay, so this book is fantastic. It has a light blue cover with a sourdough loaf of bread in the middle, and like an arrow pointing at it, like it's almost a UFO, pretty much, set over the Bay Area skyline. But here's the really great part about the cover, is that it glows in the dark. Those of you who read Mr. Penumbra's 24-hour bookstore know that that one does too, like the book spines glow. But this one has kind of concentric circles that go out from the loaf of bread that glow in the dark. And I noticed this because it was sitting on my bedside table. And, like, I turned the light off, and I was like, what is this light by my bed? What is going on? And it was the book.
Okay, so my question, if the main character was a superhero, what power would she have?
Okay, so she does all the, like, robotic arm stuff, so I feel like she would have, like, a giant mech suit that was a robot that would be programmed to, like, help fight crime and bake bread. The robots baking bread is, like, a whole thing in the book. It's great.
So this almost feels cliche, but what food would you pair with this book?
So bread is the obvious answer, but I would want some of the soup that they talk about in the book, which is like spicy and hearty. So I would just want the meal that Lois eats all the time.
Okay, so our next and final round, we're going to do a game of chance where we get to roll 2 die and then see what they say so you can find a random excerpt of the book to read.
All right, cool. All right, so we're looking at page 13, this is the third sentence of the book, and it goes, when he came back on the line, he accepted my order dutifully and told me his brother would bring it soon.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for bringing a book that is finally kind of upbeat and quirky. It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah, definitely. I thought you guys might appreciate that.
A nice non-murdery book.
Mm-hmm. No murder in this book.
Yay!
No kidnapping, no evil afoot, hopefully. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
And stay tuned next week for more book recommendations.